Now that my midlife crisis is over, I'm going to sell my little red sports car and buy a car that's hip and environmentally friendly. That's right, I'm buying a hybrid, a car that's a cross between an electric car and a gasoline-powered car.
I thought only men had midlife crises that necessitate sporty cars.
Get with it, Don. It's the 21st century. And car engineers have wisened up to the fact that most of the time you don't need a lot of horsepower to keep your car moving.
Unless you're putting the pedal to the metal.
Right. But if you're the average driver, you accelerate that way less than 1% of the time. Even so, the gas engine in a gas-powered car has to be large enough to meet the power requirements of flooring it. In hybrids, though, you have an electric motor and battery that power your transmission. In some models, the transmission is hooked up to an electric motor and a gas motor in parallel. And in others, the gas engine powers a generator, which powers the electric motor that runs the transmission. Either way, the electric motor gives your car extra power when it needs it.
Oh, I see. And that enables you to replace a big gas engine with a smaller, more efficient one. And a smaller engine means the components require less energy to operate, and since it isn't as heavy, you don't need extra energy when you accelerate or drive up a hill.
Exactly. And all that translates to lower gasoline consumptions and better emissions.
Maybe it's time for me to have a little midlife crisis.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor.
Today's program was prepared by Denise Brown, with help from Gunnar Esklund at the Ford Motor Company. We'd like to have your comments and ideas for future programs. Our email address is amos@indiana.edu. Once again, our email, amos@indiana.edu. For A Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.